You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The recent release of the Ministry for Environment's Our Land 2024 report has again reiterated the impacts of intensive farming and agriculture on freshwater ecosystems. I spoke to Amanda Larson from Greenpeace about the stakes for freshwater protections under the current coalition government. Could you share with us the importance of upholding freshwater protections in Aotearoa?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, we all depend on a healthy environment, and water, clean water, is one of the basic kind of necessities and rights, I guess, that we have as people, the ability to be able to drink clean water. And that, you know, is fundamentally linked to the health of waterways like rivers and lakes and aquifers as well. You know, New Zealanders love taking a dip in a lake or a river, but the vast majority of New Zealand's lakes and rivers are polluted at the moment, and it is unsafe to swim in them as well. So yeah, it's really important to protect freshwater for its own sake, but also for the kind of basic things that we need as humans to survive.
And what impacts will the prioritisation of the Fast Track Approval Bill have on our freshwater ecosystems?
Yeah, I mean, we're very concerned about the Fast Track Approvals Bill, but also there's a couple of other things happening. The government has signaled that they want to roll back the National Policy Statement on Freshwater, which includes regulations at the moment to protect freshwater. They also want to change something called Te Mana o Te Wai, which is kind of the hierarchy of water use, which at the moment prioritizes freshwater health for its own sake. Next, it's human uses like drinking water. And then the third priority is kind of any other uses like commercial uses. The new government wants to flip that on its head and prioritize commercial uses over drinking water and also the kind of right for fresh water to exist and be healthy in its own right. So we're very concerned about that. In terms of the fast track itself, we're concerned about signals from the government that they want to fast track big irrigation dams. Dams divert rivers, but they also drive dairy intensification, which is one of the biggest polluters of fresh water through fertilizer application. And then, you know, too many cows on the land with all the excretions that they produce.
So where to from here to save and protect our fresh waterways?
I think the vast majority of New Zealanders care a lot about nature, and a lot of people care about the state of rivers and lakes and their drinking water. So I don't think that this government is going to, you know, be able to do this quietly. At the moment, there's a submission period to input into the Fast Track Approvals Bill. That submission period closes on the 19th of April, and there's a whole bunch of organizations that have produced submission guides, including Greenpeace. So if you want to make a submission, that is a really important thing to do. And, you know, other things to consider, like freshwater regulations exist at local government level too. We've got local elections coming up next year, so thinking about how you can get involved in local government elections and you know, make sure that candidates stand up to protect freshwater in spite of the direction from the new government. So those are just a few thoughts of what we can do, but I think expect a big movement of people to protect freshwater over the coming years, and there'll be a lot of things to get involved with.
That was Greenpeace spokesperson Amanda Larson on the dire state of freshwater protections in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.